نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Tonight here in South Africa, it is the night of the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, and there in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Mina, Arafat, tonight is already the night of the 9th. So tomorrow the Hujjaj will proceed from Mina to Arafat, insha'Allah al-Aziz. So our topic for tonight's program are three issues. Who is the central personality regarding our udhiyah, regarding our qurbani? Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam. Similarly, when we study our Hajj, he was instructed to announce regarding Hajj and so many other related issues. So we will discuss briefly who is Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Secondly, we will discuss about Arafat. Why did Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire world choose Arafat? A person does everything of Hajj, but he doesn't go to Arafat, so the Hajj will be null and void. So it shows that that is the pinnacle of Hajj, the essence of Hajj. And then third, in the ending, inshallah, we will discuss briefly about Ghazza and what is expected of all of us. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, many of you, your name is Ibrahim. What is the meaning of your name, my brother? Ibrahim means Abun Rahim, the compassionate, kind father. His name Nami Ismi Grami is mentioned 69 times in the Noble Quran. How many a time Allah has mentioned? To elevate his rank and status even further, chapter 14 is dedicated to him, Surah to Ibrahim. So from here alone we can understand what a lofty, exalted rank and status he has. So we see Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, he was there, you must remember, in the land of Palestine, and then he made hijrah and so forth and so on. He came from Iraq, he came via Egypt, came via Makkah, landed up in Palestine, and he passed away there. So let's make that our starting point, because it has a lot to do with what's happening today. Those of you who have been to Palestine, you will know one is Masjid al-Aqsa, that is in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, the Haram Sharif, and so forth and so on. Then 1 hour's drive is less than an hour, but they have checkpoints and taftish and so forth. So you go to a place called Khalilur Rahman, which is called Hebron. So there in Hebron, when you enter the masjid, it's slightly bigger than this masjid. When the entire masjid belonged to us, we read Salat Day in 1989 and 92. So when you enter the masjid, on the left-hand side, you will see Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam's qabr mubarak there. Meaning that the qabr is right at the bottom, but the nishani, the symbol, is on top. And next to him is Sayyida Sara radiallahu ta'ala anha, she's buried there. And when you come behind that, you will find Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam, that his mubarak qabr is there. And next to him is Sayyida Rifqa, Rebecca in English, the biblical name. When you come behind, then you'll find Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam is buried there. And next to him is his honorable spouse, Sayyida Leah, in the biblical terminology, Leah, L-E-A-H. So the six Mubarak Kubur and graves are there, the symbols and signs. It was the 15th of Ramadan, 1994, and it was Fajr time on a Friday morning. This guy who is the Minister of Police and Security there, now in Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist regime, Ben-Gvir. So his best friend and his guru, so Baruch Goldstein, entered this masjid whilst our brothers were performing Fajr Salat. It's Ramadan time, brothers. And remember, the masjid is back to capacity. So he entered with his Uzi, and when they went into ruku, sujood, he started firing indiscriminately. And when he did that, our brothers, 29 of them, became martyrs in the masjid itself. Others succumbed to their injury, and remember, it was the death toll, approximately 70 of them. Therefore, the road next to it is called Tariqul Shuhada. What did the Jutlas do? You know, Jutla, in the morning you hear the program. So the Jutlas are the Jews, the Zionists and so forth, the cursed nation. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala teaches us in chapter 5, verse number 60, their forefathers, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Almighty Allah transformed them. A metamorphosis took place. They became into monkeys and into swines and pigs. Allah Ta'ala transformed them. Allah mahfazna min, Allah protect us. And then in chapter 62, verse 5, Allah speaks of their rabbis and their spiritual leaders. That who are they? كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. That they are like donkeys carrying on. You must remember the encyclopedias and big books and so forth. So these titles are used for them, derogatory titles, by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala himself. Israeli style justice. Nobody can teach us about this. I went 5 times there to Palestine, and always we went to the masjid. So when I went in 1998, 2000, 2002, we saw and witnessed with our own eyes that what they did, they took that masjid and they partitioned it. So the front portion for the Muslims and the back portion for the Yahud and the Jews. The last time I went was 2002, we fastened the haram there, alhamdulillah, performed umrah. 2013 when I went and they expelled me, they kicked me out and said I mustn't come here again. So be that as it may. So what are they doing now? So it was 50-50%, now it's gone to 75-80%. The Jutlas are taking more and more and more of the same masjid where Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is buried, where his son Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam is buried, where his grandson Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam is buried, and their honorable spouses. So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, my youth, pay attention to what Quran says. So he was very young and he saw that these people are groping in darkness, worshipping idols. So it was one festival they had, they all went out. He looked at the sky and he saw the stars and so forth. فَنَظَرَ نَظْرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ. When he looked at the stars, he said, I'm sick. They took the meaning that he is physically sick. He meant as spiritually sick of your kufr and shirk, your blasphemy and your polytheism and idol worship. He went and he smashed the idols to pieces and smotherings. So they came back, the big idol he left, he put the axe there. And they said that Sami'na Fata, we heard this a youngster. Yadkuruhum yuqalu lahu Ibrahim. And they called him Ibrahim. We have to summon him. We have to interrogate him. And what they did? They said, build the inferno and the fire and so forth. If you go to Turkey today, you will see some signs and nishani of it till today. Remember that. So remember, see what sacrifice qurbani he made. The Imam Sahib read this now in Yawisha Salat. وَجْعَلْ لِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. Ya Allah, let my name shine and glitter in the latter generations and nations. So today everybody, the Jutla, the Christian, the Mushrik, everybody says that they connected to Ibrahim. They'll say Abraham, they'll say Ibrahim, Abrahamic Accord, all that. Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran, chapter 3, Surah Al Imran, verse 67. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Nor was Khalilullah Ibrahim al-Islam ever a Jew or a Christian or an idol worshipper or a polytheist, Allah forbid. Then what was he? وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. Your name is Hanif. Hanif means to turn away from the batil and to turn towards the haq at all times, all places. Muslim, he was always submitting, surrendering himself to him Almighty Allah Jalla Jalalu. Who is Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam? 1 million people today are in Makkah Mukarramah and surrounding. Tomorrow in Arafat will be plus minus 1.75 million, 2 million people in Arafat. How did all this start? Allah Jalla wa Ala instructed him, Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. You must give the adhan, O Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam. Ya Allah, I will give the adhan, but how will my voice reach? Today with all these gadgets we got here, I got these mics here, my brother Dawood Monli is sitting there, and we got 3 radio stations, and the voice is reaching thousands of people with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Allah reward the Capital Group that they sponsor all these programs. So remember that is the fadl, the grace, the mercy of Allah. Allah said, you go to Jabal Abi Qubais. Do you know where Jabal Abi Qubais, brothers? Where the palace is, there next to the Kaaba Musharrafa. One day my honorable Ustad and Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni hails from Halab, Aleppo. And remember that every time we used to go for Umrah Hajj, we used to go by him, kiss his hand or kiss his forehead, and then the dars and the lesson would start, you see. For more than 50 years, he was there in Makkah Mukarramah. In the past 50, 70 years, one of the greatest commentators of the Noble Quran was our Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Naiz Rahimahullah. He passed away in Istanbul, in Turkey. He told me himself, he said, in the olden days when we came here, then they said the moon is not sighted for Ramadan. Then after half an hour, 20 minutes, the Imam also went away home. So then we sitting there, then they say moon sighted. Now they look for Imam, they can't find. They said, Sheikh, tafaddal, taqaddam. He said, so many times I performed the Taraweeh, the first 10 rakats. Then the Imams came and so forth and so on. He told me this himself. Allah gave him that honor, you must remember that. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. Apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood hai. The aim is not to finish the Quran Sharif only. The aim is to finish our life in the service of the Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. And that is what he did. Till his last moments he was busy with tafsir, commentaries of the Noble Quran. So nevertheless, you must remember one day, sometime he should tell me, Ali Abdul Qadir, come with me. So we go, read lectures or dars there, gives a Darul Uloom, Madrasa, Jamia. So we go with him. So then we're going, so I said, Sheikh, this palace here, Aza Baytu Shaitan. I said, this is Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafah, this is Baytu Shaitan. Ma ra'yuka fi hadhihi al-qadhiya, ya Sheikh, what you say regarding that? Say, Sadaq, it's 100% true. You see, that side is Baytu Shaitan. What you have to make so high and all these kind of things? People don't even know where Jabal Abi Qubais. So he, Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, stood there. He made the announcement, Allah Jalla Wala let it reach the whole world. Alayka al-i'lan. Your function, Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, you announced, wa alayna al-balagh, and we will make it reach everywhere. People said, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, and they'll be there in Arafat tomorrow, inshallah, with Allah's mercy and grace. So we should remember what he did. 2 wives, no children. One wife, Sayyidah Sarah radiallahu anha. Second wife, Sayyidah Hajar radiallahu anha. You say Hajar, Hajara both ways. Bukhari Sharif, and then the word Hajar is used. So we use it like that. But you say Hajara is no problem. Now you know when you have two wives, then there's always competition, you know. There in Port Elizabeth is one friend of mine. He got two wives, you see. So I asked him, how you manage with this? He said, no, very easy. When we go shopping and so forth, I walk in the center, I hold this wife and I hold that wife, both wives, one right, one left. So I whisper in their ear that if I press your hand tight, you must know I love you more. You see? So I asked him, then what happens? He said, then I decided to press both their hands. You see that? So this one thing, I love her more. That one thing, I love her more. They put so much sugar in my tea, I got diabetes now. You see? So much love, please. You see that? So that is all the trouble, you see. So your brothers who got two, three, four wives, you better think straight just now, you see. People ask me, I want to get two. See, me, I'm straight still, Alhamdulillah, 70 years old, Islamically. 68, Gregorian, Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Adam, Fadli Rabbi. You get second wife, slowly, slowly, you go into ruku. In our Memon language, we say, Vako Varibane. You see? In Memon, you say, Vako. When you get three wives, then you go into sajda. You get four wives, then it's salam, patigelo, you see. So that is what happens, you must remember this kind of thing. So he, Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, two wives, old wife Sayyidah Sarah radiallahu anha, second wife Sayyidah Hajar radiallahu anha. Now Allah's Qudrat, he's crying to Allah in his old age, listen, O Ummah, the dua of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, what he said. Chapter 37, verse 100. Mawlana read now Surah Yasin, the last portion. So what he said, chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh, beloved Allah, grant me pious offspring and children. He's 86 years old, brothers. I saw people. Our principal, Hazrat Allama Muhammad Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, Nawarallahu marqadahu. He got married in his old age, second wife, you see. And mashallah, after 1 year, 1.5 years, the one who's running the Darul Uloom now, Suleiman, is his son. When we were there, he was just born while we were studying. Our principal, Muhammad Qasim Sema, rahimahullah, in Darul Uloom Newcastle, first Darul Uloom in the history of South Africa. 1973, Maulana started the Darul Uloom, 83 was the first graduates here in South African soil. Maulana's wife, Appa Sakina, passed away in 98. Then Maulana got married. So I was the first vice principal, you know. So anyway, so then Maulana's wife passed away, you see. So anyway, then Maulana got married and all these things. Then one day they just brought the keys to me and said, Maulana is gone. 1 day, 3 days, 5 days, 7 days, Maulana. His sons, I asked, where's Maulana? You see, we don't know. So Maulana is 78 years old. How old? 78. He went to Cape Town and he brought a 28-year-old whore. First time you let me put us? Monsprat Piki Afrikaans? 50 years gap. You see? 78 Maulana and 28-year-old whore from Cape Town. You see, Cook sisters. You see that? So that. After 1 year, she fell pregnant and she gave birth. So we had a lot of Cape Town students, so they went to Maulana, they said, Maulana, that isn't it sunnah, you have to give aqiqah now? And in class they would tell me, they say, Maulana is old, but it's not cold to me. Maulana is old, but it's not cold, you see that? So this is our lifetime we saw. Principal in Karachi, Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, now I made Umrah Hajj with Hazrat Allama. So you must Allah say, 74, 75, 77, he passed away. And you must remember our Maulana Qasim Sema, 2007, he passed away. He studied with Allama bin Nuri day in Dabir. So you see Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, 86 years old. Lo and behold, now Sayyidina Hajra radiallahu anha gives birth. Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. So now Sayyidina Sarah also is thinking, the second wife came, she's giving birth. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is a genius. He saw that here things are going to work out, you see. So he took her. Took who? Sayyidina Hajar radiallahu anha. You stay here in Palestine. Sayyidina Sarah radiallahu anha, old wife. New wife, you come with me. Where am I to leave you? بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ You stay here. She asked, you're leaving me in this jungle? You're leaving me in this place? No vegetation, no habitation? Is your suggestion or Allah? He turned away and he was looking and he pointed to the sky. Oh, mothers, sisters, look at the iman of Sayyidah Hajar radiallahu anha. She said, إِذَنْ لَيُّذَيِّئَنَّا Allah will never let us go to waste. And then when he moved away, he faced the Kaaba Musharrafa. He raised his hands and made dua. What dua he made? وَجَعَلَ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ وَارْزُقُهُمْ مِّنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ My brothers, it's a pity majority of you don't learn Arabic. The dua he made, وَجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ Ya Allah, let the hearts of some people be inclined. If the word min was not used, the preposition, the whole world should go to Kaaba Musharrafa and Baytullah. See, he made dua. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu performed 65 hajj and 1,000 umrahs. Imam Abu Hanifa, 55 hajj. Hazrat Pirani Peer, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, 50 hajj. How many million people, billion people, trillion people perform hajj from Nabi Adam alayhi salam? Everybody had to go to Arafat. Ma min nabiyin illa waqad hajja. And tomorrow the hajjis will be there. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Naqa Mubarakah, then making dua for 5-6 hours, they're crying to Allah Jalla wa Ala. Think about it. وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ Ya Allah, this is bewadid ghayri zi zar'in. There's nothing here, hardly any vegetation, habitation. Allah gave first thing to them, وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ Allah blessed them with zamzam. When we were in the 60s, 1960s, we went to primary madrasa. So Allah give our teachers, most of them passed away, some are alive. Tomorrow, inshallah, I'll go visit my teacher, Hafiz Ibrahim Dimalia, Hafizahullah. I spoke to Hafiz Abdul today also, told him I'll come there, inshallah. So most of the teachers passed away. They taught us, zamzam means stop, stop. That's not correct, brothers. That doesn't mean. There's a great, great muhaddis and scholar, you must remember that, Sheikh Awwama Hafizahullah is in Turkey. His son-in-law is Sheikh Said Bagdash. So I went to Sheikh Said Bagdash's house. We got on very well. So I told him, Sheikh Said, me, I don't need anything from you, only one thing I need. So he said, what you need? I told him what Mutanabbi said, Khairu Jalisi Kutubi, my best friend are my books. Give me books, Sheikh. So he filled up a whole box, you see, he said, who's good, take all these books here. For you who are ulama and students, you must get every book of Sheikh Said Bagdash. He wrote on Zamzam, he wrote on Hajar al-Aswad, he wrote on Maqam Ibrahim, all books. There in the book on Zamzam, he writes that Zamzam means al-ma'ul kathir, abundant water. That is the real meaning, that Zamzam is our meaning we cooked up from India. You know, when our forefathers came from India, they, what they brought one kitab? Lal Kitab. You know Lal Kitab. The Lal Kitab was not of stories, fairy tales, you understand? So there's Lal Kitab story. So Al-Ma'ul Kathir, so Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua. Ma hazi al-adahi ya Rasulullah, hadith in Musnad Ahmad. What is the whole Qurbani ya Rasulullah? Qal, hi habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hiya sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. In the way of your father Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sahaba, the beloved students, companions of the master alayhi salam, who? The most intelligent people of this ummah. Fine, we will slaughter, we will sacrifice. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Bawma lana fiha. But what incentives are there for us? What will we get in return? قال هي حبيبنا مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم said بكل شعرة حسنة for every hair on the animal you will get one reward how many hair 1,000 million hair so brothers every one of us whether locally or you send to India Pakistan Malawi Syria wherever so Palestine make the qurbani inshallah make qurbani for your wife don't make qurbani of your wife Some of you will be very happy if you make qurbani of your wife. So make qurbani for your wife. You see, tell her, oh honey, you're doing so much for me. You don't have to pay for the qurbani. Oh honey, your money, I will pay for it. You see. So before Eid already, she will go for Mi'raj. Remember that. So you should be, jiska zarf bara ho, Allah inko bara bana deta hai. When you keep a magnanimous heart, generous heart, Allah will elevate you. Come write down, O ulama, write down, O students, write down, Ya Ahl al-Arab. The ulama have composed this. I read for you, beautiful. Who is Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? Sallama nafsahu lindiran. He told them, do whatever you want to do. They built the inferno and everything. And Allah Ta'ala made it such that whilst he's airborne, Jibreel alayhi salam came to him, Ya Khalil Allah, I am the archangel. Jibreel alayhi salam, what can I do for you? Amma ilayk fala hajat ali. I don't need you, O Jibreel. I already read, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for me. Allah will take care of my matters and affairs. Sallama nafsahu lindiran. He handed himself to the fire. What Allah did for him. Qulna ya narukuni bardaw wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Oh you fire, you become a place of coolness and safety for this Khalilullah of mine. Sallama nafsahu lin-niran wa sallama waladahu lil-qurban. Now 86 years old. Then Nabi Ismail alayhi salam is born. His Milad Mubarak takes place. His honorable mother is Sayyidina Hajar radiallahu anha. And then he sees a dream. And the dream is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 37, verses 101, 102, 103. Ru'ya al-Anbiya, the dreams of Anbiya is wahi. So he tells his son, who just growing up, he's running around, he's kissing him, embracing him, my beloved son. Anni azbahuka fanzur maza tara, what you say, beloved son. He is a son destined to be a Nabi. Ya abatif al-matu. Learn the balagha, the rhetoric, the beauty, the style, the glory of the Quran. When he addressed his son, Ya Bunayya, O my beloved son. When he addressed his father, he said, Ya Abati, O my respected father. See, the balagha, the rhetoric, the beauty, the style, the diction of the noble Quran. So you do what you have to do. He went, he took the knife, everything, and not letting our eyes meet. Falamma aslama wa tallahu lil jabeen. Maybe if the eyes meet, that extra compassion will take over. So turn him around, put the knife, nothing happens. وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Oh Khalila, you have passed the test. Oh Ismail alayhi salam, you have passed the test. Oh Hujjaj Baytillah, you are in Arafat tomorrow. So tomorrow in Mina, you will start with the takbir at the Shariq. Remember that, because it's the ninth day. So remember, you will start tomorrow with the takbir at the Shariq. First in Mina, Fajr time. Then Zohar, Asr, all that, you will be there, then Muzdalifah at night and so forth. How did it start? Remember when the test is finished, he said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. Nabi Ismail alayhi salam knew, he also passed the test. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Jibreel alayhi salam, who's there, wafadaynahu bidhibhin azim, who came down with the ram, he said, Allahu Akbar walillahi alhamd. That is the origin of your takbir. Again, we remember Khalilullah. So sallama nafsahu lil-niran wa sallama waladahu lil-qurban wa sallama ahlahu lil-hijran. He took his honorable wife, left her there, made hijrah. You stay here with my beloved son Ismail alayhi salam. Allah will take care of you. And what a qafila, one father, one mother, one child, and millions of people have to imitate, emulate them. فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. You understand it? So that is what he did. سَلَّمَ نَفْسَهُ لِلنِّيرَانِ وَسَلَّمَ وَلَدَهُ لِلْقُرْبَانِ وَسَلَّمَ أَهَلَهُ لِلْهِجْرَانِ وَسَلَّمَ مَالَهُ لِلْضَيْفَانِ. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Today we are here in Phoenix, we are here in Masjid al-Salam, mashallah. Mawlana Huzaifa is the Imam. Allah Ta'ala reward him, reward all the Imams, all the trustees. So what happens? Come to my house, come to my house. Who started this mehman nawazi? Who started feeding the people? Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. He took his wealth, he should go look for people, come join me for meals. وَسَلَّمَ مَالَهُ لِلْضَيْفَ. Then the next one, وَسَلَّمَ رَمْيَهُ لِلْشَيْطَانِ. So then he took the dust and he threw it in the direction of shaitan and so forth. You see that? And the last one, وَسَلَّمَ ضَرْبَهُ لِلْتُبْيَانِ. Quran says, with his right hand, he smashed the idols, he smashed it and gave it a smack. Then read the whole thing now. And then what happens? سَلَّمَ نَفْسَهُ لِلنِّيرَانِ وَسَلَّمَ وَلَدَهُ لِلْقُرْبَانِ وَسَلَّمَ أَهْلَهُ لِلْهِجْرَانِ وَسَلَّمَ مَالَهُ لِلضَّيْفَانِ وَسَلَّمَ رَمْيَهُ لِلشَّيْطَانِ وَسَلَّمَ ضَرْبَهُ لِلطُّغْيَانِ فَصَارَ خَلِيلَ الرَّحْمَانِ. Then he becomes Khalilullah of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalal. That is Ibrahim alayhi salam. So we have to follow the Sharia of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to follow the Millah, our Qurbani, our Hajj, our Umrah, our Tawaf, our Sa'i. All that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Father and son built the Kaaba Musharrafa. And then after they built, they said, let's see, there's no defect. They went around the Baytullah 7 times. Allah said, now perform Umrah 7 times. Tawaf. Sab'atu Ashwad, 7 rounds, 1 tawaf. Safa Marwa, Hazrat Hajar radiallahu anha story, looking for water and so forth. So that is all my Allah Jalla wa'ala's fadl and grace and mercy. Second part, my brothers, this message is for the Hujjaj especially, and then to everybody else. MashaAllah, some of the Hujjaj are listening also. We're going for 8:30 in South Africa, day is 9:30. So you are still in Mina. But the trains are moving, taking the Hajis to Arafat already. The buses are moving, people are walking. You know, people want to go early, they want to get nice place and space and so forth. The sunnah is that tonight you will spend there in Mina. Go look around for people who don't have water, who don't have tea, who don't have fruit. You, O Hujjaj of South Africa, you have enough money in your pocket, the dollars are tinkling and making noise in your one side and the jariyas on the other side. So then you go there and they're tickling you also. So go spend that money there on the Hujjaj. It'am wa ta'am, one of the great qualities of the Hujjaj. Then you sleep there in Mina, and then tomorrow you read Fajr in Mina, and thereafter, mashallah, you will start the takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Look at the glory, beauty of the Quran, juxtapose it and draw a comparison. Chapter number 2, verse number 185. We kept the fast of Ramadan. And first of Shawwal is Eid al-Fitr. Allah says, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. You must glorify the name of Allah. And now you go out for your Eid Salat. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. It is shukrana, gratitude, thankfulness. Ya Allah, you blessed us with Shahrul Siyam, Shahrul Qiyam. You gave us another month of Ramadan, another month of Taraweeh, and so many other bounties. Chapter 22, verse 37. كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. So Allah Ta'ala gave you the big, big camels. He gave you the cows. He gave you the goat and the sheep. And he subjugated it for you, O Muslim, O Muslimah, so you can sacrifice it. So you must glorify Allah now for Eid al-Adha. So that is now on Friday day in 90% of the countries, Makkah, Medina, and all these places, Aqsa and so forth, Europe, America, and few countries, South Africa and so forth, Saturday to be Eid. So we will make Eid into Saturday, inshallah. So Allah is showing us, glorify Allah's name. And then, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Fulfill your duty with beauty. When you sacrifice the animal, use a sharp knife. There must be no stunning involved. There must be no torture involved. One animal must not be slaughtered, sacrificed in front of the other. Fulfill your duty with beauty. See how Allah links the takbir with what we are supposed to do. Story time, you youngsters are awake. I went to Karachi in 1974. My parents were very, very reluctant. Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. My Ustad, really, he convinced them, Hafiz Ibrahim Rimaraja, he wants to go, let him go. So I went, you see. But Allah's help, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, Allah's benevolence. Then after 6 months or so was holidays, Ramadan. They Hazrat Allama bin Nuri's madrasa. So parents, that time was aerogram, you write letters, you know. So no all the smartphones and emails to the females and all these business, you know. Yeah. So you must remember that. So they told me come home. So I knew what was their plan. So they will keep me here then. They say, no, you can't go again now. So Allah put in my head, and see, 1963, you'll perform Hajj. Hajj was on a Friday in 63. My father, mother, my nanima. So my mother's mother, they went. And she passed away 27 night, you know, my nanima. Very pious. Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus. So they performed Hajj, they came back. I was a young boy. So anyway, I told them, see, Ramadan is coming. You don't need no visa, there's no embassy here. You just come, I'll meet you in Jeddah. So I left, you see. So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, long story cut short, I spent 6 weeks, you see, they in Makkah, Medina. They spent 5 weeks, whole Ramadan, mashallah, then they went to Europe and here and there and all that. Then Hazrat Allama bin Nuri was there, and lot of stories, okay. Then they came to Karachi last stop. So they shouted me, you pick up and come home. I said, for what? He said, you can't study here. Now those of you who know Maimon, you will understand properly. They said, ite ratta ratta lita, but they go in ratta ratta lita. You know some of these Pakistanis also. They eat the pan and then they just smoke and just throw it anywhere, you see. Sometimes I wonder, they eat so much pan and the wife got lipstick, so I don't know how the lucky lips meet, you know. The side is red, that side is red, and everywhere smoke coming out of it. So you must remember. I just hate that red, you know, terrible, man. Eat pan. And then they keep their thing next to them and spit it. Make my head turn that thing, you understood? So you must remember this. And the wife put the lipstick and dipstick and all that, you see? So all these kind of things. So anyway, so my parents saw all that. They say, you can't do us, come home. Then my mother also, you know, I think they planned it. They say, the Etram Makhi in Narami flies near here. You can't. I say, I want to study. My father got so angry with me, he took up $500 and put it in my hand. I said, yeah, give it. No, so now you'll go and I'll receive you off the airport. So Alhamdulillah, they were very happy after that. I studied it. So 75, when I counted my money, I said, hey, I got a lot of money, let me go for Hajj. My first Hajj, you see. I told you the story, but some of you didn't hear it. So that time, no agent business and all these things. You must do everything yourself. So we go Mina, we go Arafat, we go the Muzdalifah, all that. Now on the 10th is slaughtering. So after pelting, you go to the abattoir. So I bought my sheep or whatever slaughtered. I don't slaughter, they slaughter for you everything. Now one Pakistani guy came and he told the Arab guy, the Bedouin, how much that camel? So he said, for Alfain, whatever, 1,000 riyals or 2,000. So he gave the money, he gave the camel. So I was all in the haram, so I'm looking at it. So the Pakistani told the Arab, Zabha, camel. He make ishara, you see, like that by the neck. So the Arab told him, Khamseen, camel you paid, but for slaughtering another 50. Now he starts, we all in the haram. That Pakistani starts swearing him in Urdu like no man's business. And he starts swearing him in Arabic. And I'm the umpire and the referee and looking. You see, like the big shot. That camel is looking at me. You laugh at me. He left, both of them are chasing me. You see, I'm running, running in the haram. Wallahi, he gave me such a kick. Till today my back is straight. You understand? So you must remember that. From here, right till where that watch is, you see, I landed there. Left O.R. Tempo, I landed here in King Shaka, you see. Now when I see a camel, I just walk away. I got one kick already, it's enough. So I remember that. You see, that is true. So then you see camels, man. And I don't know what happened to that guy's camel. I didn't want to see also. Allah shukar, my specs, my body, nothing broke, and a lot of things happened. Allah's mercy. So that is how Hajj is, you see. Oh, Hujjaj Baytillah, now you're going to be there in Arafat. Listen to my experiences and advices. My advice to all of you, male, female, young and old, none of you should go walking. All of you should go by bus. It's 3-hour walk minimum. Today was 43, 44 degrees plus minus day in Mina. Tomorrow they're expecting 45 degrees and increasing maybe to 50 also. So remember, we're not used to that heat. You're going to walk 3-4 hours, you will reach there at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Some of you want to leave the Hajjud time. You go against the Sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sunnah is to leave Mina after sunrise. So just go by bus. That is my appeal to you. You want to do what you feel like you can. I'm here to advise you. When you reach there, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, mashallah, there in Arafat, there'll be breakfast for you, everything. Now it's all posh, very smart and all that. And then you rest. You're going to walk 3-4 hours. When the actual time comes, then you are totally exhausted, tired and fatigued. You don't know what to do. I saw people there in Arafat, wallahi, fast asleep after 1 hour. I saw South Africans playing cards in Arafat. You see? With my own eyes I saw this. So my brothers, because people don't know, they're not prepared, I want to prepare you for the greatest day in your life, my brothers and sisters. So tomorrow you'll be reading Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, and then you are going to Arafat. You'll be there 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. After your breakfast, relax. Then 11, 11:30, these wonderful facilities there and so forth. So you must remember, you the man, you got your upper garment and you got your lower garment, right? So you remove your upper garment and then, you ladies don't do all these things, only for menders. The whole world will come to this now. So you must remember that only the man, and you will find bottles like this, 2-liter, 5-liter, all that. You don't need so hot, you don't need no towel, nothing. If you want towel, use that upper garment, upper one, and use it as a towel. Just pour water like this, so like this, and your ghusl is done. It is sunnat and nabawiyyah. You will feel refreshed, rejuvenated. Then the adhan will go. 20 past 12, 21 minutes past 12 tomorrow. So you give the adhan, you see, that is there in Arafat. Then Masjid Namira, the khutbah will start. Sheikh Salih bin Humaid, Hafidullah, we will take it live, inshallah. Mona Zaid will translate, inshallah, because I'm here and so forth. So that is what will happen from our side. So we used to go there. I want to teach you about Masjid Namira. You should know, which very few people know. I used to take my wife and we used to go there in the early stages. This is the Masjid. Listen carefully what I'm saying. The first 10 serfs or so is not part of Arafat. From that wall, right till that wall, they got big, big posters right across in 30, 40, 50 languages. This front portion is not part of Arafat. When he, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, made Imamat on that Friday, Zuhur and Asr, the Master Alayhi Wasallam deliberately stood out of Arafat. Why? Because this Ummah, they will get lost, some of them. Maybe they will read the Zuhur and Asr in Arafat, not in Arafat, outside Arafat, so your Salat is valid. Wukuf you will make inside Arafat, but your Salat is better inside Arafat, but if you made Salat out of Arafat, also is valid. You got it? So understand that. So this is Masjid Namira. 400,000 people nowadays, almost 500,000 with the people outside all assembled there. Translated in 30, 40 languages from there direct. You see that? Sheikh Salih bin Humaid will deliver the khutbah. Historic occasion. We've been 3-4 times, you see. The only thing they don't allow is food there. So you have umbrella and you have water and you're okay. After the salat, we just go back and then we sit there, we make wukuf, everything. We stand there, sit there, the aircons are blowing. And that's fine, you got everything. But now it's agents, a lot of stories. What is Masjid Namira? Learn all this, brother. What is Arafat? Namira means, Namir, Nimr, means a leopard. In English you say a leopard never changes spots, you know? So if you look at the pebbles and the stones there, they're also multicolored, you must remember. Therefore, the name Masjid Namira. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam from Jannat was transferred. He landed up there in Sri Lanka. You got Adam's Peak there. And there, Ceylon, Sri Lanka. Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha transferred Jeddah. Jeddah, grandmother. She landed there in Jeddah. Lo and behold, they walk, they met in Arafat. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah, great Mufti who we met several times, passed away on 10th of Shawwal 1976. He also mentioned this. So we should know this, yeah, you must remember, therefore Arafat, okay? Thereafter, so her time will come. This is again an earnest appeal from me. All of you should do it. What should you do? That you should read your Zuhr and Asr Salat and combine it together in your Zuhr time. Why? Because that is the verdict of the Malikis, the Shafi'is, the Hanbalis, and in the tents I'm speaking about, in your Makis, and the fatwa of Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimahullah's two greatest students. They also said that in the tents you should combine. When we used to take groups, I used to combine, then everybody come, we combine and I'll be your imam. So you must remember this. So that is what we... What is the wisdom of this? So that the whole afternoon, remember, is dedicated to dua and more dua. So that is my appeal to all of you. You want to practice on Imam Abu Hanifa's verdict is your choice. But remember the rajih verdict, the preferred verdict, according to all the ulama and Imam Abu Hanifa's students, they deferred with the honorable teacher in this masla. So they said, no, you make jama'ah, yeah? So remember, so that is the fatwa, you're not going against the Hanafi school or anything of that sort. So that is my message to all of you. So the imam will read the 2 rakat, 4 rakat, depending who's the imam, and then you will make the Zuhr Salat, thereafter the Takbir, thereafter the Baik, then the Asr Salat, and thereafter remember the Takbir, and then the Baik, the meals will come, and thereafter go to your corner, everyone. It's between you and all, Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala. This is the time Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Du'a'i wa du'a'ul anbiya min qabli, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. La ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa wala kulli shayin qadir. In the sahih hadith, the word yuhyi wa yumit is not mentioned. So remember, la ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa wala kulli shayin qadir. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, every Nabi read this dua in Arafat. Second dua you're going to make, O Hujjaj Baytillah. Before Nabi Adam alayhi salam was created, Allah Jalla wa'ala in the realm of the souls, Alam arwah addressed them to every soul and ruh, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your sustainer, nourisher, provider? Qalu bala. Everyone said, why not? Allah is warning us, don't come on the day of justice and say, Inna kunna an hadha ghafili. O Hujjaj Baytillah, repeat these two words in Arafat tomorrow afternoon. Anta Rabbuna, Anta Rabbuna, Anta Rabbuna. Ya Allah, my shop, my factory, my warehouse, my surgery. That is the sabab zahiri, the superficial means for my sustenance. You are the real sustainer, nourisher, provider. I have come here to renew my pledge here with you, O beloved Allah. So one dua, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, read it abundantly. Second dua, the takbir. Third dua, anta rabbuna, la ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. And then the dua for yourself, the dua for your family, the dua for the ummah. One group of people, Palestine, have changed the landscape of the world. 90% of the Muslim, non-Muslim today are supporting Palestine. What they saying? From the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free. Free, free Palestine. Non-Muslims going to jail. Non-Muslims giving up their degrees. And they say, we never saw people like this. Journalists going into Palestine. And they went with a negative mind. And they left and they came back Muslims. If this is Islam, then we are Muslims also. They said, you are not the terrorist, but you are the terrorized people. Because they saw the children and they still smiling, remember that. Today I sent out an article on all my groups, on my Twitter and on the X and on Telegram. The British experts, the American experts say that something happening in Gaza is supernatural. This can only be from Almighty Allah. The amount of arms and ammunition they have used there and the drones and bombs, if there was a place 10 times the size of Gaza, the people should be finished. But these people are superhuman beings. Then they go into their tunnels, they go here, and they're back, they're fighting. The children are playing with the bombs there in Gaza. Non-Muslims are writing this. So tomorrow, O Hujjaj of Baitullah, make dua for Masjid al-Aqsa. Make dua for the Mujahideen of Sudan, of Kashmir. The hungriest place on this earth is Gaza al-Mubarakah. The most oppressed people on this earth are the Rohingya Muslims of Burma. How can we be in Hajj and only make dua for ourselves and family? مَنْ لَمْ يَحْتَمَّ بِأَمْرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ. When you don't make, you're not concerned of the welfare of the Ummah, you are not part of this Ummah. Sahih Hadith in Musnad Ahmad. The greatest dua you're going to make tomorrow in Arafat, my brother, my sister, Surah 12, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. Ya Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious people. Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kishk, you heard of him? The sage of the age of Egypt. So till today, dil mein ek qalq hai. I went right to his house to go meet him. When I went there, I traveled so far also, you know. The police, the taxi guy told me, you can't go there. The police are checking. I said, leave the police, you just take me. So we went there, and his appa came behind there. She said, Sheikh kharaja ila al-matba. Sheikh has gone there to the printing press. I asked, when he'll come back? She said, ba'da sa'atin, after two. I said, no. So I didn't meet him, you know. He used to make dua. Allahumma amitni yawm al-jum'ah wa anna sajidun. Ya Allah, let me pass away on the Friday with Iman and I must be in halat sujood whilst performing sajda. And Allah Ta'ala gave it. So brothers, sisters, tomorrow after your salat, my brothers, sisters, complete your Quran Sharif. Remember there in Arafat, I told you my story, qissati. 2011, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah's grace. When I entered the Baytullah, Kaaba Musharraf, I used to cry and cry and say, Allah, take me inside. So 2011, first of Shaban, and after 10, 12 days, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel passed away. I'll tell you why this story is important. I just met Maulana there in Medina, and then I came, because I knew that inshallah, take me inside. So I left the last 10 surahs. I said, Ya Allah, these 10 surahs I will complete inside the Baytullah, fi jawfil ka'batil musharrafa. And alhamdulillah, it happened. Then I read two rakats there, facing the eastern wall. Then two rakats facing the northern wall, facing the Hatim and so forth. 25 minutes. On the card is written, Khamsa Daqaiq. Only 5 minutes. I said, these guys are joking, man. How can you be there 5 minutes? So anyway, cut long story. So I beg you, Hujjaj of Baitullah, Allama Nawawi wrote that 4,000 angels minimum come to make Ameen, Ameen on the du'as. Your Mawlanas, your Sheikhs, your Qari Sahib, your Mufti Sahib will make du'a. You will be there, but don't rely only on your dua. You must make your own dua. Speak to Allah in your language. Praise Allah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim. Innaka Hamidun Majid. Read Qul Huwallah. Read Munajat Maqbool. Read Hizbul Azam. Read all that inshaAllah. When, my brothers, this is a final message I'm giving you. If you're leaving Arafat at sunset time and before sunset, and you're leaving with a negative frame of mind, my beloved Allah has not forgiven me, then that's a bad sign, my brothers and sisters. You must say, Ya Allah, I cried so much, yea, in Maidan Arafat, in the plains of Arafat, that Allah, out of His Rahim, Kareem Allah, He has forgiven me. I don't know. I met a Baji yesterday there in Majidul Fat, in Lalusha. He say, I was there, what you speaking about? Our last Hajj, my last Hajj, 2019. In the morning, I told, and forget all lectures, and there is no time for lectures now. You must do the action. Al-Hajju Arafah, Imam Tirmidhi has mentioned, and then he comments on it, وَهَذَا الْحَدِيثُ أُمُّ الْمَنَاسِكُ. This hadith is the essence and the pinnacle of Hajj. Go open Tirmidhi Sharif. Nevertheless, my brothers, 2019, I told the brothers, 11 o'clock, come on, everybody start making wudu, start preparing, or take a bath, meaning the shower and what. It's so hot, you know. So anyway, then I said, ask Allah, ku chinte bi ajai. Then at least some drizzle, some drops must fall, Ya Allah. But Allah's help, Allah's mercy, we went to Victoria Falls, Zimbabwe, Rhodesia. There, Livingston Falls, there, Zambia. Then Niagara Falls, Canada. American side is hopeless. You must go Canadian side. Then you go to Brazil, Argentina, Iguazu. So all we visited was Allah's help. So Ramadan time, we used to go with a group. I take my satis. I say, come on, get inside. So Ya Allah, Ya Abshar, Abshar waterfalls. Ye Abshar ke chinte hamare upar hai. Ya Allah, apki rahmat ke ham jo hai darkar hai. And we're waiting for that. Ya Allah, send your chinte of mercy on us. You know what happened in 2019, Hajj brothers, sisters? It rained and rained for 2 consecutive hours, remember. From 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, it rained. It never happens in Arafat normally. That was, we don't know, it might be your last Hajj, your last moment of Hujjaj Baitillah. Hazrat Piran Peer, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu barakatuhu, what he said? In Hunyatu Talibin, Wakam min kafanin mawsoolu, wa sahibuhu bisuqi majhoolu. That how many a kafan is washed every day, but the person going in that kafan and shroud, he's so busy in the market, in the mall, in the bazaar. Wakam min qabarin mahfooru. How many graves are being dug every day? Wa sahibuhu bisururi maghrooru. But the person, me and you, going to the grave, I just bought my new BMW, I just bought my new Porsche, I just bought my new Bentley, and we are deceived with that. My daughter passed, you see, with distinction. My son just got engaged and married, you see, better. وَكَمْ مِنَ فَمِنْ دَاحِكُوا. How many a person is smiling today? My health is excellent. My business is flourishing. My pala-pala is increasing under the matras and everywhere. You know it goes. وَكَمْ مِنَ فَمِنْ دَاحِكُوا. وَهُوَ عَنْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُوا. Oh, insan, tomorrow we are history, we are gone. So, Hujjaj Baitillah, this is Arafat. Leave all your panchat, leave all your videos, leave all your films. It's you and Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah Jalla Wala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily, Allah will forgive all the sins. With Allah's fazl, we made Hajj with giants. One day Haj Bhai Padia, our Sheikh of South Africa, Tabligh and everything, remember, he passed away in 98, you see. So we came from Newcastle for his janaza, 1 o'clock in the morning. Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Normally, the agents will tell you 1 hour, half an hour before sunset, come on, everybody go sit in the bus. So remember, this is one time you should go walking, you see. From Arafat to Muzdalifah, go walking. It's night time. So leave the bus if you can. Yes, from Mina to Arafat, you come by bus. When you're walking, and it's electric, the atmosphere. You see the Kala, you see, from Turkey and Pakistan and India and Nigeria, they got their pots here on the head. And they're reading, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, and they're overtaking us, and the pot is not falling. Imagine. And they're busy. Me and you, we try 1 second, it will fall on somebody's head. You must remember this type of thing. So like that. And the buses are coming, you see. And the fumes are hitting you. And you're gapping through, you see. Electric it is, remember. Then in Muzdalifah, you're going to read Maghrib and Isha Salat. You're going to pick up 7 pebbles. Abdullah ibn Abbas says, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me, Ibn Majah's hadith, Ya Fatah, oh son, pick up for me the pebbles. He picked up 7 and gave. You pick up 49, 70. So that also is fine, is permissible. 7 is sunnah. Today the Saudi regime wants to make money. So even the pebbles they are selling now for $4. So 1 million, you must remember, Hajis will buy that. So how much? $4 million they made, isn't it so? If $4 and 1 million buy, so how much is it? Isn't it 4 million? You're Vepari, you'll know better than me. So imagine Kali Kali to hit Shaitan, you must remember they're making $4 million. So this, you see, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua for them, Najdis. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for the people of Yemen. He made dua for the people of Palestine, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, Najdis. He refused to make dua. So open Bukhari, you will find it there. Last message to all of you. Then from there, you're going to go to Muzdalifah. Muzdalifah means to combine. You're going to combine your Maghrib and Isha. Then try and spend the whole night there. You Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, pop up, 12 o'clock, all the buses get ready and they all run away. It's permissible to go, but it's not a proper Hajj in this sense of what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Khudu anni manasikakum. It's a concession Nabi alayhi wa sallam gave for the old people, the young people. Abdullah ibn Abbas said, I wasn't baligh, I also went. So like that. But if you can stay, my brother, stay. And then on the night of the 11th, 12th, it's wajib for you to stay in Mina, according to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Sunnat al-Muqaddah, according to Hanafi's. Oh, Hujjaj, this is an opportunity. Make intention, I'm going to make 6-day Hajj, imitating the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we make dua now that all might Allah accept everybody's Hajj. Inshallah, me and you, we fast the month for Arafat also. You want to fast Thursday, Friday, very good. You want to fast Friday only, South Africa, very good. Allah Jalla Wala will forgive 2 years fast of ours. We will be back here, inshallah. Mawlana Huzaifa, I'll ask him, show me where is the Eidgah. So make dua, Allah Ta'ala make the Eidul Adha, everything easy for us also. So they asked me where, I told them, wherever you are. So your people's name came out, you see. So we'll be back here again, inshallah, on Saturday morning. Make dua, Allah kabul farmaya, Allah accept it. Can we got 3 minutes or 4 minutes left, inshallah, for dua? So we make dua to all, may Allah jalla wala. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وهازم الأحزاب اهزمهم وزلزلهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم وانصرنا عليهم يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا مرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين اللهم اجعل حجنا حجا مبرورا وسعينا سعيا مشكورا وذنبنا ذنبا مغفورا وتجارتنا تجارة لن تبور يا عالم ما في صدور يا الله all the brothers and sisters who are helping us making dua for this ummah and helping us in our media, you reward all of them, especially the capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, Haji Ahmed Adair with their families, accept their Hajj, Ya Rabbal Alameen, and all the Hujjaj, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Our directors of Radio Ansar, reward them, Ya Allah. Our directors of Sirius FM, Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, reward them. And all the brothers and sisters who are making dua for us and the ummah at large, Ya Rabbal Alameen. We got nowhere else to to go, Ya Allah, beside your door, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Qala Allah Ta'ala fi shani habibi, Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim, wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. يا الله all our brothers Hafiz Muhammad Basra, Haji Muhammad Salim Asmar, my brother Dawood Bondley, our brother Luko Lode and all the others who are helping us, Ya Allah, you reward all of them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, all the programs still to come tomorrow night, day in Port Shepstone, and then Friday Masjid Dawood and Osterwald and the Eid day here. Make all of them easy and accept it in your court, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yusifun. Wa Salamun Al Mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ameen, Ameen. Jazakallah khair to all the Imams, all the trustees, all of you. Barakallah.